It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Claire Chase just became the first flutist to receive the Avery Fisher Prize, which is awarded every few years to recognize musical excellence, vision, and leadership. Chase is the founder of ICE, the International Contemporary Ensemble, and was awarded a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2012, received a new accolade last week, the $100,000 Avery Fisher Prize. As someone who has committed my life's work to the cause of new and experimental music and to advocating for composers, performers, and artist collectives, Chase said, I embrace the award as recognition of that cause as a whole and the tremendous work of the new music community at large. With the prize, Mrs. Chase's name will be added to a marble plaque in David Geffen Hall. Joining the prize is 22 previous recipients that include cellist Yo-Yo Ma, pianists Manuel Axe and Andre Watts, and violinist Joshua Bell. Double bassist Chi-Chi Nwanoku's new all-minority orchestra came out of a conversation she had with the British culture minister about how she was usually the only person of color on stage at a symphony concert. All of the orchestras I have played in, I have always been the only person of color for 35 years, she said. So she decided to do something about that. Nwanoku, a classically trained player who grew up in Britain, started recruiting musicians she knew from across Britain and Europe, including those with Indian, Bangladeshi, Caribbean, African, Sri Lankan, Pakistani, and Iranian backgrounds to come together as a professional orchestra and started a foundation to help fund it. Within months, it was booked to perform at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, but it still didn't have a name. Nwanoku said the right name came to her suddenly in the middle of the night. I literally sat upright in my bed at 4 a.m. and shouted, Chiniki, she said. It's a Nigerian Igbo word that means wonderful or wow. Since that first concert, the Chiniki Ensemble has had a strong impact on the audiences and also the musicians themselves. It was the first time that many of us felt that no one was the odd man out, Nwanoku said. At the end of the day, everyone was embracing. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon for Linda Cassidy's Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music, here on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.